With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The president of the Teamsters Union has agreed to speak at the Republican National Convention next month.
Former President Donald Trump says on Truth Social that Sean O'Brien has accepted his invitation to speak at the RNC in Milwaukee. Mr. Trump is working to build support with organized labor in this year's campaign. Blue-collar workers helped deliver his 2016 victory, but a solid majority backed Biden in 2020. While Democrats promote Mr. Biden as pro-union, Mr. Trump is touting himself as pro-worker, which would split union leadership from the rank-and-file members. George Williams reporting.
Former President Trump continues to dominate in the polls, according to several new surveys. The former president has a major advantage over President Joe Biden, whose approval ratings have hit historically low numbers. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says it's clear that President Biden is suffering from serious mental decline.
What we see with the President of the United States is clearly somebody who's diminished. I worked with him when he was in the Senate. We were on the Foreign Relations Committee together. This isn't the same guy.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming is also a medical doctor. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says that President Biden has allowed the country's adversaries to grow stronger and even form new alliances during his watch.
Who are Iran and Russia selling their increased oil production to? They're selling to China. And so he's basically helping all of the bad guys help each other. It's literally 180 degrees opposite what I believe President Trump will do.
Governor Burgum is on a short list of possible VP selections for former President Trump. And President Trump is set to speak today at the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference here in Washington, D.C. This is SRN News. Turkey has expelled 9 Christian missionaries.
The country's highest court has ruled that the men and women will have to go because their efforts to spread the gospel constitute a, quote, national security threat. Turkey has expelled nearly 200 foreign missionaries since 2018 under draconian new national security laws. Critics say it's all about President Erdogan's campaign to make Turkey more overtly Muslim. He's also been converting churches into mosques. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee faces firing because she allowed her son, who was living as a girl, to play on the girls' high school volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High School notified a Broward County school board member that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball squad. That's a violation of state law, which bars males from playing on female sports teams or using female restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. It's like something out of the famed movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
A strange monolith found jutting out of the rocks in a remote mountain range near Las Vegas has been taken down by authorities. Its discovery over the weekend and quick removal revives a pandemic-era mystery that captured the public's imagination when similar objects began to appear around the world. How it got there is still a mystery. Members of the police department's search and rescue team had discovered the object over the weekend near Gas Peak, part of the vast desert national wildlife refuge. Keith Peters reporting.
Forecasters say the heat wave that's afflicting various parts of the country is not only not going to end this week, it's actually going to get worse in many areas. And they're saying now that summer is here, it's important to know the deadly potential signs of heat exhaustion. 2 people died in Idaho of heat-related causes this past week. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.